Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are talking must-add players that you need to get from your waiver wire right now. Let's go.
Jordan open. Chicago with the lead.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. AD Bonzibar!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three.
Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination. It's the journey.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA and on Instagram at BallBoysFantasyBasketballPodcast with my co-host, Callum Mack, here once again to talk some fantasy hoops. How are you doing, man?
Look, my fantasy team is not going well, Mitch. Let's be honest. I'm desperate.
You're nervous
for some waiver wire ads. I'm desperate for some tips here.
You're a nervous fringe playoff team right now, so...
I am. It's either me or someone else who's going to make the playoff, the last seed, which is worrying in itself. I'm probably going to be booted out of there pretty quickly. So.
Yeah. It's one of the older Ball Boys members, actually, Jermaine, who maybe some of the OG listeners might remember Jermaine as one of our early co-hosts of the show. So, thick into the season now. Hopefully some of these waiver wire ads can get you through, although I think a lot of them are rostered in our league, so pretty quick on our front. But let's get into the first one here. Jalen Smith, he is obviously someone who is a big beneficiary at the trade deadline. I was a bit skeptical going into the trade deadline where he was going to fit in the pecking order. Obviously, they've got a few pieces in there that we're trying to see how they all fit together with Goga, Isaiah Jackson, Miles Turner, even another name that we might mention a bit later, O'Shea Brissett, all sort of vying for minutes there in the front court. But Jalen Smith seems to be doing enough that I think that he can be rostered in 12-team leagues as a bit of an ad. What are your thoughts on Jalen Smith over in Indiana?
Yeah, I agree. He's been put up about 20 minutes a game. I think with Miles Turner out of the mix, kind of, you know, until after the All-Star break, he definitely is worth owning until we see that he's been back on the floor, because he's kind of been pretty consistent there. 20 minutes a game, he's been pretty good in his minutes. He had that 17-point, 12-rebound game. Yeah. He hits threes for a big man as well. He should be pretty good from the three-throw line for a big man. That hasn't quite translated perfectly yet, but I'm not too worried about that. No. So he's a great fit for, you know, punt assist build. Big and get some threes. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think the upside is super duper high, so he's probably not going to be the highest priority guy that we're going to mention today, but I think he's someone that you could definitely do worse than grabbing, especially if you do need those, you know, that solid field goal, the decent rebounds. He'll block nearly a shot a game, I'd say, in limited minutes. And again, like you said, his percentages from the line won't hurt you, and his turnovers will be pretty solid. Won't give you any assists or steals, to be honest, but again, that's probably not why you're adding him at this point. Where do you see his like rotation minutes coming when Isaiah Jackson comes back into the fray? Do you think he's going to lose minutes, or do you think that it's going to be someone else?
I think it's probably maybe more Badatse is my gut feeling. I'm not too sure though, but I do feel like just because this team is going for a bit of a youth movement, it really does make sense to just have him play 20 minutes, and that's what he's been doing, and he's been productive in that time. So I'm not really stressed out. I think he will maintain this.
Yeah, I think the positive sign that I mentioned on our previous podcast is that he is playing at the four a bit next to some of those other guys. So he's playing the four next to Goga. He's playing the four next to Isaiah Jackson in that one game that we did see. So that bodes well for him continuing these kind of minutes, even when some of those guys do come back. The fact that they're playing together boosts my confidence. I didn't think that they necessarily would do that, but it's a good sign that moving forward he can still get at least that 20 minutes a game when all those guys are healthy. So for now, I'm happy to add him through the All-Star break. Wait and see when or if Isaiah Jackson's back, when if Miles Turner is back, and then after that, you might be dropping him, but you might not be. He might be continuing to push those minutes even higher as he gets more accustomed to this team. So for now, I think he's a decent add, although maybe not the highest priority of this list. Another big guy that we're going to talk about is Brandon Clark of the Grizzlies. Do you think that he is a good add? Do you think he's a better add than, say, someone like a Jalen Smith? What are your thoughts on old Clarky?
I think he is a better add. I think he's a bit more reliable in your points. Doesn't have the threes there. Yep. So that is something you obviously have to consider. But he's been pretty consistent really all season, and he's had a bit of a hot stretch now.
We probably haven't mentioned him enough, really, compared to what he's been putting out most of the season.
Yeah, because like on a permanent basis, like he really does let them fly. He can shoot from. It's weird that he doesn't shoot threes because he actually does have a really good mid range shot. He kind of hits everything from there, and when he gets it, he shoots. He gets a lot of steals as well for a four. Gets you the blocks as well, like. Just recently, he had the three block game. So he can do it really good in turnovers as well. He's just a guy that's contributing everywhere, really outside of the assists and the threes.
Yeah.
And I guess the steals. But his field goal is awesome as well. So that's worth pointing out.
Very good field goal. Yeah. Yeah. I think he's definitely a much more of a rock solid option. I thought for a little while that someone like Tillman was going to be a threat to his minutes going into the season, which it was last year. They flipped it again this year. So it's hard to get a read season to season, but at least within this season at the moment, he seems to be the guy that's getting the majority of those minutes. He's probably not killing it in the minutes department. On the season, he's only averaging 19 minutes per game, but he's doing a little bit more recently, and I think that he is someone that, again, a lot of these big guys, you don't need to be playing 30 minutes a night. Again, probably not the highest upside play. So in terms of if you want to take a bigger swing, you've got a bit more room to make that risky add, and hopefully it pans out and rewards you in the playoffs, then maybe some of these other guys we'll mention later might be better. But I think if you're trying to make it into the playoffs, you need some solid production right now, you need field goal percentage, you need some rebounds, you need some decent points, then I think Brandon Clark can do that for you. So definitely someone who you can add with confidence. Rostered in only 45% of leagues, I think that can be a fair bit higher. Let's talk about a guard now. So going on to Patrick Beverley. What are your thoughts on Patrick Beverley as an ad?
Well, he just got a big contract. So that's a good sign.
Yes.
I guess he's got, big $13 million. They want to give him minutes. And when he gets minutes, like he can be pretty sneaky. Like he's never been great in points. He's kind of been all right the past few games. But he can give you threes, steals, and a trinkle of assists as well. And even for a guard, the blocks there, even recently have been quite impressive. So for a punt points build, he's always been, he might already be owned on that team. But outside of that, he does contribute in quite a few categories there for you.
I'm gonna slap the must roster label on Patrick Beverley, to be fair, because at the moment there was an ankle injury to... who was it? Anthony Edwards today. We don't know. It probably won't be forcing him to miss too much time because the All-Star break will help soften that and give him more time to rest up. But if it is something that extends to a longer break, then obviously Patrick Beverley is going to be a big beneficiary there. But he's still getting minutes regardless, even without Edwards going down in sort of around that 30, high 20s mark. And like you said, he's sort of like that Marcus Smart type player where he gives you those threes, steals, solid blocks as a guard. The free throw percentage is pretty good. The field goal percentage hurts you, but the attempts are not super high that it's going to put a massive drain there. So I think he's just a sneaky add and probably gets overlooked because of his traditional low points per game. And then the field goal percentage has always been a little bit shaky, but he contributes across the board in most other categories. So I think in terms of these guys here, I think he's probably the best player that we've mentioned so far in terms of season rankings that I think he's going to put up moving forward. So I'm going to label Patrick Beverley a must roster player for standard leagues at this stage.
I don't hate it.
All right, let's go on to the next guy, O'Shea Brissett. O'Shea Brissett is an interesting player to talk about. He's obviously had a few pretty big games. Most recent game, not so good, but a couple of good, encouraging performances since the trade of Domantas Sabonis. He had a huge stretch at the end of last year where he was putting up big numbers and was very relevant in fantasy playoffs, some might remember from last year. What are your thoughts with Brissett, and do we think that he's going to continue the last game or the three games before that where he was really good?
I think you should definitely go pick him up. I think it just was a bit of a stinker last game. The two games before that, you mean 37 minutes and 38 minutes. That's pretty awesome. He had that 22 and 13 game. I think the coach, they want to give him minutes out there.
Yeah.
And he only really just had a bad game this time around. I think it's a one-off. I would put some chips on him. I think he can do well. He can pay out. And for someone, he can get threes for you. Obviously, gets the rebounds and give you a trickle of blocks there as well. So I think he's worth owning for sure. Plus 38% in the last day, actually, on Yahoo, that is. So people are catching word about him, obviously.
Yeah, they've obviously added him in for today's performance, but then also they've got a back-to-back, so playing again tomorrow. Probably by the time we put this video out, he will have already played that game. So see what he has put up then. But I think that he is someone, he's probably more of a short-term ad for me. I'm a bit concerned about when Isaiah Jackson comes back and he moves a bit more into that three spot. I think he's much better as like a power forward player because he gets a bit more of those blocks and rebounds when he's playing at the three. Those stats don't really come to him, it seems. So in the last few games, he's had a 13 rebound, 11 rebound game. Both those games, he had two blocks. And that's obviously playing without Isaiah Jackson in the roster and also Miles Turner, who might potentially be coming back as well. So I definitely think that he's more of a short-term play whilst those guys are out. When those guys are back, I wouldn't drop him straight away, but I'd be very aware that his production might dip a little bit as well. So someone who I think you can definitely add and sort of see how things go over in Indiana. Talking about some more blocks and steals, let's go over to another guy who I'm a big fan of. Hasn't really worked out this year, but Jaden McDaniels put up a huge line today. Let me just read it out for you. 18 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, put up a 3, shot 50% from the field. These are the kind of lines that get me really excited because this is what I was more expecting of him this year. Hasn't worked out so far, but you know, he's still a young player. He's as young as some of the rookies this year. And with the injury to Anthony Edwards, again, we don't know how long it's going to be. I'm not expecting it to be super long, but he's someone that I can definitely see his production continue to improve, especially down the stretch, second half of the season, as he starts to continue to figure it out. What are your thoughts on Jaden McDaniels, rostered in 35% of Yahoo leagues?
I do like him. Just in for the more defensive stuff, I think he probably more fits the punt points. And it gives you threes as well. He's kind of a classic 3-and-D kind of guard. Some games he can get up to 4 assists, but that's not super reliable.
Nah.
So he's probably a bit more of a streamer. I wouldn't say he's a must roster personally right now. And that's based off Anthony Edwards being healthy. Anthony Edwards did actually, he did his ankle, I think it was in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And he was on the bench supporting them in the second half.
It didn't seem to be serious.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wouldn't really be too concerned. Like I'm an owner right now. It says he's a game time decision. So I'm not too concerned there. So there's not going to be a huge payout, I don't think. And Jaden McDaniels, personally, yeah, a bit of a streamer for certain maybe steals or whatever.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm not thinking that he's going to just be a game changer for your fantasy playoffs, but I think he does have the potential to improve, even if like the minutes don't increase himself, just by him getting better and continuing to... I think that like as the Timberwolves try to make this like playoff push towards the second half of the season, they're going to play their sort of top six, top seven guys the majority of the minutes, and I think he's definitely in that group. So I think that his minutes might start to go up a little bit, even if Anthony Edwards is still there. And then again, as he gets better and more accustomed to playing with those guys, I can definitely see that production just increasing a little bit, enough to be sort of like a back-end kind of guy that you could have on your roster. And especially steals, blocks, if you need those things, then for sure he's someone that's worth having in your roster. Let's talk someone who, again, probably is a must-roster player, Andre Drummond. Would you agree with me with that assessment, saying he's must-roster?
Yes, he is. As soon as he was moved to Brooklyn, he should have been picked up by a lot of people. We told you guys to go out there and swipe him up.
Yeah.
I mean, even as a bench guy, he's been putting up 8.5 rebounds and then like 1.2 steals and a block a game.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty crazy.
Even then, you could even argue he's rosterable. Now they even got a win in that most recent game. He played pretty well, kind of all-round stat line. He's a great big that can get you the the steals with the blocks very good as well. You just have to watch out for the 3-3 percentage does hurt. He doesn't give you any threes at all, and he can hurt you a little bit in turnovers. So I guess he could fit. Some builds may not be ideal, but I still think he really should just be rostered in all leagues at this point.
Yeah, I think so. And he is rostered in a lot of leagues, 82% rostered on Yahoo. So most of you probably won't be able to grab him off your waiver wire, but just in case he is there and everyone's been asleep for the last week or so, then you should definitely go make sure he's rostered. I am interested to see how the front court rotations go out over the next couple of weeks with Nicholas Claxton, who was a DNP CD today. He is still coming back off that hamstring, so maybe they're still taking it a bit more cautious. But it looks to me like Aldridge and Drummond are going to get the lion's share of the minutes there at this stage. But I can see some annoying, frustrating minute rotations with that group on a game-to-game basis. So the good thing about Drummond is you don't need a whole lot of minutes to get good stats, though. So there might be some bumps along the way, but again, yeah, he definitely should be rostered in every league. Not much more to say there. Let's move on to another player who I probably think he should be rostered by someone in your league. Maybe he doesn't have to be you if you don't need what he provides, but he's pretty close to a must roster player, Coby White. Would you agree with my assessment as like a nearly must roster player with Coby White?
I think he is a must roster player. I think you have to go pick him up at this point. And it's purely just based off this injury plague team, the Chicago Bulls. And it's all guards as well. And that's what's hurting them.
Sucks for them.
Lonzo out. You got Zach LaVine out. Caruso's out. Patrick Williams, he's out as well. And they're kind of do it all green. He's game time decision right now. So Coby White, he's been reaping the benefits completely. He's been putting up like 5 3-pointers a game. Last few, 24 points, 5 and 6. He's someone who has been coming off the bench the whole year, and I think he has actually, from watching some of the Chicago Bulls, showing a bit more maturity. He's playing a bit more on the defensive end as well. So I like what he's doing. I think the coach will reward him with all the, I mean, he has no option to, like, he has to play him.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I think he can give you, honestly, like 20 points and 5 assists. So that's a must roster player for me, and with the threes as well.
Like, yeah, lots of threes, the free throw percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that typical guard kind of player. Maybe not huge amount of assists for the point guard position, so just keep that in mind. But yeah, he's going to be force-fed minutes. He can put up the points, which is obviously hard to find on your waiver wire. So yeah, I would definitely consider him a must-roster player. If you don't need the points and threes, if you're punting those categories, then sure, he's probably not someone that you need to worry about. But for the most of us, he's someone who's definitely got a lot of value. I want to throw in another player here that I haven't gone on our notes here that I just forgot I left him off here, Cal, but it's your boy, Ayo Dosunmu, who I think also should be an add. And I've just realized that he's only rostered in 57% of leagues. So I think that should be a bit higher. Again, on the topic of this Chicago Bulls team, he's going to be four set fed minutes, playing 42, 42, and 37 minutes in his last three games. So he seems to be someone that can get a lot of assists with players like LaVine and Lonzo Ball, Caruso all out, who do a lot of the playmaking. They've only really got DeRozan, and probably Dosunmu is probably their secondary playmaker on this team. So I think he is someone who can be added, and especially if this Zach LaVine injury is serious, he's getting scans. It doesn't sound excellent. A little bit concerned as someone who has him on my fantasy team. So I think that AO is definitely someone I think you should be picking up, if not speculatively, just right now based on what he's been doing.
Yeah, definitely. He was one of my guys before the season.
Yeah.
I said he was going to be a steal, and where he landed in the draft, the Bulls got to be happy.
Yeah, you did.
He's
very
been
well.
Putting up 39 minutes a game over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And that shows you how, unfortunately, how injury-ridden the Chicago Bulls have been. But in that 7.5 assists, huge amount of assists. He had a 14-assist game in there, 11 assists, 10 assists. I think, you got to pick him up and ride this wave until some of those guys get healthy again.
Yeah, I do want... What are your thoughts about him from a dynasty perspective? I actually think he's maybe a bit of a sell-high dynasty prospect at this stage, because I just don't know where he fits into this roster once those guys come back. I had the opportunity to add him in our dynasty roster, and I decided to go against it because, obviously, with my team, I'm not competing this year, and I'm not sure where he sits next year. Do you think that it might be a sneaky opportunity to sell high on a rookie? I know we don't probably say that too often, but what are your thoughts on him from a more of a dynasty perspective?
I think you could. There's obviously a bit of hype there. And it's obviously, he's just reaping the benefits of the injuries. I think his overall role, he is outperforming it a bit now. Will he get a starting role? If he does, I don't think it will be in the next, say, 2 or 3 years, is something I would say. Even though he has come in, obviously, a mature player.
He's going to be...
And can contribute from day one.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's quite at that level. And he's definitely years out for me. So if you can sell Heinen now in a dynasty league, I think you could flip the switch if you had someone else coming back that was a better prospect for you.
Yeah, I definitely think he's obviously played himself into a regular part of this rotation, and he's going to be a key sort of feature for this team moving forward. So I think that keep that in mind. But yeah, I do think that it might be a sneaky play to see if you can sell him high for someone who might have a bit more long-term value. Let's go on to the last guy in our waiver wire ads show, Justice Winslow for the Portland Trailblazers. What are your thoughts on Justice Winslow, and how high would you rank him in terms of an ad compared to some of these other guys we talked about?
I actually quite like Justice Winslow. I think he should be added for now. You just have to have a team that fits the... He doesn't hit your free throws very well. He can be pretty bad from the field goal. It's a bit hot and cold from that end as well. And he will have games where he has high turnovers. So he can hurt you. But I think in a head-to-head, on a weekly basis, he can still kind of be a net plus. We've seen it in this past week. For example, he's been the 48th ranked player.
Yeah.
And that's because he's put up 13 points, 7.7 rebounds, which is really good, and 4.5 assists. So, and he can pass as well. That obviously comes with the turnovers when that does happen. But for now, he's been actually really efficient with the ball under a turnover a game over the past week. Obviously, these things can change pretty quickly. But he's a player who can also give you the defensive stuff as well. Like, the steals have been awesome. I think that will be consistent and maintained. So right now, it's someone on your waiver wire that can, I think, and you can lock in for 4 assists, can lock in really well for steals, I'd say over 1.5. And on top of
solid
that,
rebounds.
Get the rebounds, the field goal, as I said, can be a bit hit and miss, but it's not, I think the net positive is there for him.
Yeah, I think he's definitely up there in terms of the guys we've talked about so far. You do obviously have to be aware of the limitations that he does have. But if you have a team that suits that, or if you can, take that in stride and sort of combat that, he can be someone that's super valuable. And I think there's no reason he's not going to have a lot of minutes moving down the rest of the season. This Portland Trail Blazers has a very skeleton crew of a roster. So he's going to be forced into a lot of minutes, and he's doing well. He's doing better than I expected him to. I'm not a huge fan of his just general game. It wouldn't surprise me if the Portland Trail Blazers just try a bunch of funky stuff down the stretch of the season, like the last few weeks. But at least for now, he looks like he's going to be, putting up 32, 33 plus minutes a night. So he's definitely someone in that kind of a role that you can have on your roster. And like you said, all those steals, assists, rebounds are going to be pretty solid. Think like Thaddeus Young from last year kind of build. That kind of ilk of a player is how I'd be valuing Justice Winslow moving forward. So if I was to rank the guys we've got here, I'd probably say Andre Drummond is probably your must roster. I would also put Patrick Beverley and Kobe White in that scenario. Then I've got players like Justice Winslow and Brandon Clark in that sort of next tier. And then your Jalen Smiths, O'Shea Brissett's, and your Jaden McDaniels sort of in that kind of more speculative, more maybe short term, and just see how things pan out as a bit of a ranking in terms of preference. Any major disagreements there in that ranking there, Cal?
I think you summed that up pretty well, actually. As you said, Drummond, he's probably in a tier of himself. You just have to go pick him up, I think. Just bear in mind the free throws. But yeah, outside of that, I agree.
And obviously always keep in mind what stats you're looking at. We're starting to get really close to the fantasy playoffs. So start to think about what your categories you're close with your matchups, what you sort of, you can start to forecast the matchups you might have in the playoffs, what kind of stats you might need to win those matchups as well. So as always, if you are asking questions, make sure you give us a bit of context, whether it's category points and what you're punting and things like that, so we can give you guys the best answer possible. But that will do it for us today, guys. Make sure you give us a big thumbs up on the YouTube video. If you're listening along on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, leave us a rating, and make sure you subscribe. And we'll catch you guys next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.